So, as it has been mentioned also sometimes during the event, allocating of water between different sectors, especially in the situation of growing water scarcity, is an increasing challenge for countries and is even more complicated at the transboundary level. And that's why, under the convention, as Francesca said, we are always trying to address also the new and challenging topics. So in 2017, a global workshop on water allocation was organized under the Water Convention. And now, as a follow-up activity, we will develop a handbook on water allocation in transboundary basins by 2021 through a drafting group, which will be set up this year. And obviously, issues of climate change, water scarcity, etc., will be included in there. And it would be nice, for example, possibly also at the next meeting of the task force to on water and climate to look at a water allocation handbook and to see whether you also have comments. This handbook will be also discussed by the Working Group on Integrated Water Resources Management and will be hopefully adopted by the meeting of the parties in 2021 in Estonia. Then, as we heard just now, data exchange is still a big challenge in many basins around the world. So this topic of monitoring, assessment, and data exchange is now a new priority area again under the Water Convention, and it's foreseen to organize a global workshop on data exchange in transboundary basins in December this year, in cooperation with WMO, but also many other partners, possibly World Bank, possibly others, who are also working on this topic. So this will be in December. Actually, a little bit like it was mentioned by Lebanon earlier on, in several of the events which we are organizing now to help countries in the accession process, those interested countries which are considering to officially join the Water Convention, the question of climate change and how to manage water under increasing water scarcity is coming up. And that's why we include presentations on climate change in different events at national level, at regional, and at global level, depending on the needs expressed by the countries. And then finally, as many of you already know, under the Water Convention, we have been working on the Water Energy Food Ecosystem Nexus already since several years now. Climate change issues are also included in the basin assessment and other activities which are being done. For example, next year, a synthesis publication will be prepared, and climate change aspects will also be included there. Thank you.